Where are we up to? Here we're up to page number 3. Right, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Say that. So now, we're up on the top of the page, which is actually the continuation from the end of page number 2 on the bottom. So we have this idea of a loss of teva. Yeah? So let's go back. What are we dealing with over here? We have here, Rebbe explains to us that L'Asad Lobe, all the Nisim and the Flores are going to be absorbed by the Teva. I mean, the Teva will fully identify with it on its own. It will make complete sense, you know, make scientific sense, etc., etc., right? What are the Inyan of the Rebbe telling us? The Teva will absorb all this information. Why is it so important? What's the answer holding in Inyan? The Inyan is because we are tivistic people. We are natural people, right? We are mukbolim. Yeah, we are in teva. We're not legal. And therefore, the Rebbe wants that we should, if we talk about Mashiach as a man, when there's going to be nisim and flaws, like bab nature, and as the most Mashiach advance, there will be more and more nisim and flaws, lechera, then we, as we know ourselves today, lechera, what shaykh is, we're just there on the receiving end. We're not going to be the mitzvah. So we know ourselves today. So this is the idea that the Rebbe is in the Kudah. The Rebbe has that we're shutof, we're shutfim. In other words, all the years of cities we discussed, the union of Ben and Ebed, the two daggers of Bittel, yeah. And shutof means he's an independent, he's a person for himself. So we are shutof, we are shutfim. Therefore, in Moshe Mashiach, we're also going to be shutfim. And therefore, Teva on its own is going to be the same macha as Bligvul, as the Melamayla of Teva. And everything Bligvul will be able to accomplish, Teva will be able to accomplish on its own also. So therefore, we, as Tivistic people, will be there in full force, fully active, just as we know ourselves. We're going to be the same people. We're not going to be out of the picture at all. We're not going to be on the receiving end. We're going to be forget. We're going to be, we're going to be creators. We're going to be doing, we're going to be the accomplishers. Also then, Yemei Mashiach, Baldik. So now the Shaila is, okay, that's what the Rebbe explains then, the Maimah of Kimei B'Tzeizchat. The Shaila is, the Rebbe adds another word. What's the other word? The Indian is Allah Zateva. What's the Indian of Allah Zateva? The Rebbe tells us, you know, Yemei Mashiach, we're going to be ganze machas, because we tevistic people are also going to be able to accomplish all these nisim. The cheder, that state of Yemei Mashiach is completely not as we know ourselves today. In other words, I can't identify with the fact. I today cannot identify with the fact that I can be the mind of the teva. I can accomplish that. No, let's not say that. I'll be the mind of the teva. That we can be able to accomplish. I'll be teva that what the mind of the teva can do. That creates yamsuf, and the mind of the teva can make creates yamsuf. I will be able to accomplish. We will be able to accomplish creates yamsuf. The chayit is something that it's not as we know ourselves today. So the fact that Rebbe tells us that teva then will be just as active as the Maila Minatev is going to be a full partner with the Maila Minatev. It doesn't really help me today because I can't identify myself of today, and the way that Rebbe is describing me, how I'm going to be a Moshe Mashiach, is not the way I know himself today. So the Rebbe really hadn't brought your Moshe Mashiach any closer to us. So the Kudah is that this is the Rebbe has in our Allah Zateva. What's in our Allah Zateva? Allah Zateva means that we, all of us, in our current state, progressively, Alpiteva, not changing, not being anything different than we are, we're going to progressively reach this Madrega of where Mateva will be able to accomplish everything that is Lamaila Mateva. This is the Nakuta. So the idea of Allah Zateva, that's in Zman HaGolus. That we continuously going out, going out of Mitzrayim is Zman HaGolus. We're continuously making progress and going out of our previous limitations. And therefore, this type of our current, we are progressively from our current state going to reach that stage of where Teva will be able to accomplish it. We'll be able to be equal to the mind of Teva. This is the vote. Now, this vote we just now said, the halos Teva, the Teva from where we know ourselves today, are going to reach the stage that we will be just as good as the Maila Meteva. Or just to put it in better words, just to get it, you know, words which we hear many times, there's Madregas of Gvul and Bligvul, etc., etc. Then there is, in a mile in itself, in the highest level, there's something what is called Shnei Kavin Shkulim. There's two equal forces, right? One is Ligvul, and one is Ligvul. One is Gvul, right? We always assume as Gvul being the lower one, right? Gvul is Mugvul. And what is Ligvul? Ligvul can do everything. So Gvul is this, the one which is on always the loser, let's say. It's a weaker one, yeah? So that is how it's in the whole Seder Shtalos. So however high the higher you go, it's always this rule remains. As Gvul is always lower than Ligvul. When you come there, Neir and Sof, all the way, the highest Madregas, then there's something called Shnei Kavin Shkulim. What do they mean, Shnei Kavin Shkulim? That Gvul and Ligvul are just by the Eivishta, by Atzmus. The Atzmus is above, is above Ligvul, above Gvul. So for him, Gvul has the same value as Ligvul. So what the Rebbe is actually telling us here in this moment, that one day Gvul is going to be able to accomplish anything that Ligvul can accomplish, is actually what this is the idea of Shnei Kavin Shkulin, that it's not in the mind. This is all, I'm reading all this outside from what we have in the mind of Shin Lamed Ches, which is read people which we brought previously. Anyways, so remember saying this idea that Gvul will be able to accomplish everything that Ligvul does. It's actually the idea of Shnei Kavin Shkulin. That Gvul is just as good as Ligvul. When will that come? When will that surface? And when will that be realized? That will be realized in the Mitzvah Mashiach. Now the vort is that, how do we, I too, relate to this fact that your Mitzvah Mashiach, this is going to be me, that Gvul is going to be just as good and just as functioning as well as Ligvul? How do I relate to that? So it's called Allah as a Tevet. The Rebbe tells us, from my state today, as I know myself today, the Gvul and Tevet, as I know myself today, I'm progressively, I'll be Tevet, going to reach that state of Ligvul. And just one nakuda to add, it's very important, the point here. What's important to realize is we're talking about Tevet, because what happens is, all along, whenever these Masogim are brought about, how we always seem to imagine them is that you look at the Teva, you're going to see the Teva sort of, this is our tendency, because we're always assuming that Hashem is somewhere above us, and that Eva's telling us, no, Hashem is right where we are. So when we think of Teva reaching the mind of the Teva, we always think of like jumping out of the box of the jumping out of ourselves. And this is the whole, this is where we have to get it out of our system, l'cheira. Because this is the whole mahalach, what the Rebbe is telling us in Chav Ches Nissen, all the Nissim, which will lead into Chav Ches Nissen, where the Rebbe is always emphasizing that the Shleim is Habligvul, and at the same time telling us that the Shleim is Hagvul, Shleim is Hateb. That means what? That when you look at this whole story of what happened there with Iraq, you could say it was all a natural process. So this is the vault. It was a natural process, and it managed to accomplish all these things in a natural process. I mean, so you don't have to, we're never jumping out of the box. We're always staying here. We just know that Hashem, by Hashem, my Teva, my doing, my normal day, running my routine day, taking care of my affairs with the awareness that my doing things of Teva can accomplish the same thing as Ligvul, will bring great results in what I'm doing. And I will see literally and physically how Teva accomplishes more and more. And I get to realize more and more that really Teva can do anything what Ligvul can do. So this is not an idea, we're not jumping out of anyone, we're just being, on the contrary, we're focused here on the matter, on the Teva, we're not going out of ourselves, we're normal, fully balanced people. We're just doing it the way we should be doing it, and we'll see how the Teva is going to escalate. So this is the idea of, this is the Gvul, Halas HaTeva, the Teva is going to reach to all the fascinating things, is all going to go up the Teva. Fine. This is, fine. Now, let's go to what we had over here on line 14, yeah? But we started this last week, line 14, Reb David came just in time, now we're starting, now it's just a repetition of what we were saying before. So now we're going to this thing of Oir, the Ma'ilam Emor, it's line 14. Now this here, I made a mistake over here. The whole thing here, the from lines 4 to 13, Gimel is meant to be later. It's meant to be in number Hey. I sort of calculated all wrong. Anyways, I put it there. So it's not meant to be here. We're going right to Dalet. We'll come back to this later. Anyways, so here we are. Here we have the same line from the Maimer which we started discussing last week. And here it is, Reb David. It's on page number 3 on the very bottom. And it goes over to page number 4. Let's read that one line. So he would get whatever. Yeah, carry on. So let's just break it down what it's saying. This is one line. It's one line, and you don't have to really look further. If you want, there's one or other here, which I quoted here, and 29, which does help to understand a bit, but let's not go into it now, the whole order. But let's go and see this one line, what the Rebbe is saying. The whole thing is one line. Now listen, look, now, so let's break it down what the Rebbe is saying here. So it's very, let's watch it in Gashmistika terms. You have Oir, you have a Shemesh, right?
You have Mo'or.
Shemesh, have... 1 second, let's do. You have a Shemesh, a sun. From the sun, rays of light come out of the sun, right? So now, we're talking about the Abishter, we're not talking about the sun. So now, there's rays of light coming from the Abishter, the bleak vol from the Abishter coming down to this world. Okay. So we see, okay, that's the fact, we see the effect of the bleak vol. We see the world, and sometimes there's Nisim, so we see the effect of Hashem's bleak vol. That the rays of light of Hashem coming down to this world. That is his oil. Now this oil has a source. There's a koyach coming from Hashem. Sustaining this world, doing things in this world. So there must be a source to this koyach. That is the sun, the moir, the lantern, whatever. Now, above the lantern, there's something else. What is that above the lantern? Okay. Above the lantern is like this. Here comes, Hashem is not only the existence of Hashem is not only the fact that he created the world. Hashem is Hashem. What is Hashem is? Who knows what it is? We don't know the cloud. We're Nevroi and we don't know. We just see the world. So we know there's an Oira Bligvul which created this world. And this world must be coming from a source, from a Moir. This Moir is part of Hashem. True, it's part of Hashem. That Moir, he's the source. But this Hashem is not only limited to the fact that he created the world. He's much bigger. The only reason, true reason, true where we see Hashem is in Torah Mitzvahs. But let's not go into that. From this world, we see there's Oir, there's Moir, and there's Etzem where we don't know. So you have three things. The Oir, Moir, and Etzem. Now, what the Rebbe says over here, and this mine is, that in the Etzem, above the Moir, there's also Oir. Okay? Now, so let's understand what's going on here. The first thing is to understand, the best thing to understand is, this makes no sense. Okay? Okay? You don't have a Moir.
Again, what's Moir?
Moir would be the lantern, the sun, the source of the light. Etzem Zebishta himself, who knows? Yeah. So now they were saying there's oil in the Etzem. So we don't have to even think about the Abishta so much over here. Just look in Gashmistika terms. You can't say there's an oil before the lantern, right? Here the Rebbe is telling us there's an oil above the Moir, right? So the first thing is to understand it makes no sense. Now, let us try and understand what the Rebbe is saying here. So let's take the example what we're discussing here. We're discussing here the Nisim and Floyd's miracles. So Nisim and Floyd miracles is Oir HaBligvul, right? Oir HaSof, Oir HaBligvul, very good. So now, what is here when we say the Oir is coming from Moir?
Why is it Yesh Lemar that here is... Why do you have to say that it's...
Because the Rebbe decided to say so. Now, let's have it very clearly. The Rebbe decided to say so. Okay? In Order 19, the Rebbe tries to tell us where he is getting or what he is basing himself on. There's other orders over there. If you want, you can look at all the orders.
Wait, the horrors are different from me here.
One, I have everything. It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. So I put all these numbers there, you should know, just for you to know, there are a lot of orders over here. But there's no purpose in putting it all over there. Lord, the Sefer Mamar, let me see it. There's one order which more explains anything else than that, more than anything else. It is our order 29 over here. Anyways, so now, here, what do? We go into another room. You want to do that? You want to go into another room for a moment, or we stay here?
Whatever you want.
It's up to Reb David. He's.
I don't know how it's
influencing. Let's not worry about the recording. Let's try to do what we have to do. Okay. So now let's understand this. Oir Moir Etzem Bnegeh to us. So very simply, we're talking now about the Koyach Bligvul Nisim and Floyas. That comes Bligvul. That would be the Oir. we see the fact, we see Nisim and flaws in this world, that is coming from Oyer and Sof. Okay, wonderful. When we see the fact of Bligvol, so what do we understand? We're talking about here, Oyer and Sof, the Bligvol. What are the first thing which comes to mind when we're talking about Oyer and Sof? The first thing which comes to mind is, I don't know what it is. The whole idea of what is Bligvol? Bligvol is that it's not I'm Gvol. What is Bligvol? It is not Gvol. It is not what I am. So the first thing is, when we talk about Bligvol, the first thing what we're saying is, I'm talking about something I don't know what it is. Very good. Nevertheless, even though we're talking about something which I don't know what it is, nevertheless, we say there's an oil and a moil. So we are using our logic. We're saying this force must be coming from a source, right? There's an oil here, it must be coming from a source. So we are using some logic. So we're basically saying there's a here, a first certain force which is above my understanding. Once we have sort of settled with the fact, we've come to agreement, it's above my understanding. Now we're trying to give ourselves some explanation. We see something happening around us above our understanding. There's a certain force here doing it, and this force must be coming from a source. And what are the sources of more? Then comes. Let's move over. So just to repeat here, so we're talking about here, number one, the first thing when we're talking about oil, moil, all of this, the first thing is we're talking about something we don't know. We're talking about Bligvol. Why are we talking about Bligvol? Because we realize there must be some kind of Bligvol working in this world, especially when we see Nisim and flies. So we're aware there's some Bligvol. So we're sure that this Bligvol, this power of Bligvol is coming from a source. That is a moil. Then we're Yidden, and we have a Torah, and we know the Torah tells, we know we have a Torah, and then we know that the Abish is not only, he's the greatness of the Abish, the Mitzvah of the Abish is not only the fact that he created the world, who does Nisim, the Abish is what he is. So that's four, we have Oyr, Moyr, and Etzem. So the first thing is, in all of these things, the first thing is, we're talking about something that's above our understanding. In this, with above understanding, we come to realize that there's oil and moil and that. Good. So we're talking about something that's above understanding. Comes the Rebbe and tells us something which makes no sense at all. Now this is, why does it say make no sense? Because what we were talking about till now was also above understanding. But we use some logic to organize it. There's oil and there's a moil and there's an etzem. We use some logic here in the process. He's talking about something. Now the Rebbe is telling us that there is something which makes no sense at all. There's no logical, you can't organize it in any logical way. What is it? Before the moir, there is oil. Now let us understand what does this mean, before the moir, there is oil. And this is what we were saying last week. This thing, the oil before moir is a fact of reality. It's a get in avoida. It's not a get in our scholar. Because here, till now, what we spoke about till now, we could say it's some scholar. We're talking about something which is above our understanding, but we use some logic to understand how to place it. Oil, moir, etzim. We use some logic there. Now that I'm saying there's oil above moir, that defies logic on every level. But it may defy logic, but it's a practical reality. Where the practical reality of this? And so now this is very simple, the practical reality. So now, you have, the Friedrich Rebbe tells us, this is on line 3-4, right? 3-4 on page 4. There is, Lemaila Mitamadas, above the Seichel.
Why do you have to say it's a different or though? Maybe it's just like a deeper level of the same.
What it wants. I haven't said it's a different oil yet.
You said it's an oil that's higher. So you're saying that since we're saying this oil,
yeah,
is kobol. In the atzmus amor mamadris is
the
higher than get
above more.
So the mela.
I didn't say the oil. I didn't say we didn't discuss oil. This concept, what I was saying, we're not discussing what the oil. We haven't discussed what the oil. We still want to come to that. We go soon come to Zanda and soon come to that. This can be the same way, it doesn't make a difference. We're talking about the come, whatever saying is the best thing, the most healthiest thing to understand it is, it makes no sense at all. And, that is what the Rebbe is telling you. We do not, and you look in the Ora 19, you'll see the Rebbe 19 in the minor, that's not going to now, we'll never finish it on 29. This is a Nakuda, and this Nakuda, which we're going to get to now, Rebbe Yeshua will carry us through everything the Rebbe is saying, and we'll see the light everywhere. We're going to see light in Etzem. This is what we're talking about now. The third thing is, when you're talking about Etzem, is you realize it makes no sense. Now, okay, it makes no sense. Now, how do we relate to it? And this is the answer. We can relate to it in the easiest and simplest way more than anything else. Why? So you have, let's say, the mind of the Friedrich Rebbe here, from lines 3 to 4. Okay, the Friedrich Rebbe tells us there is Lamayla Matamadas and Lamat, and there's three things. Lamayla Masechel, Sechel, and Lamata Masechel. So what is Lamayla Masechel? Lamayla Masechel, we all know, is Mr. Snefesh, etc., etc. All these things are Lamayla Masechel, right? Seichel, we also know what it is. Fine. Then what is a matam haseichel? The matam haseichel is teva.
Why is teva non?
Now let's get the point what the Friedrich Rebbe is saying. The Friedrich Rebbe is telling us. Teva, the best example of teva, take the Yeshen Nivra. Yeshen Nivra, this tells us, comes from Matzmos.
This is Tavshin Yud Aleph?
Tavshin Aleph is the memorial which they printed from Friedrich Rebbe afterwards. So, we're talking what's the matmedas. The matmedas is like teva. Teva is you can explain it. You can't explain it. It's just as good as the maile matmedas. You can't explain it. But there's a difference between teva and the maile matmedas. The maile matmedas, I don't understand. Teva, I don't need to understand. It doesn't require to my understand. My logic comes to agree with it without have to inquiring at all. It's a fact of reality. This table, do I understand how it's here, how it's existing, how it's a materius yesh? I don't even have to understand it. My logic accepts it, identifies with it without understanding.
That's the matter tamadas.
Yeah. So the matter tamadas means, why is it a matter if it's not tapi tamadas? Why is it a matter? Because I don't need to understand it. There's no requirement. My seichel doesn't ask me to understand it. Because it's here. So my seichel accepts it, identifies with it, without questioning it. The mind of the tamadas is, my seichel doesn't understand it at all.
I'm saying you could study certain things.
You can study because you want to have more advanced, more knowledge. But the fact that it's here, your seichel doesn't disagree with your seichel. The mind of the tamadas disagrees with my seichel. And for me to go with Siddhis Nefesh, I have to be mevatel, overcome myself. For me to recognize the tables here, I don't have to overcome myself.
So teva here is only... Oh, he's not saying that there's a way in teva that's lemayla matamadas.
No. Teva is only lemayla matamadas. Okay, so Reb David, we'll just go over this again. So there's lemayla matamadas, which is Siddhis Nefesh, seichel, there's three things. Lemayla matamadas, seichel, and lower than the seichel. What is the mind? What's above seichel? We all know, Mr. Snapish. What is seichel? We also know. Most of us. We try to know, right? What is the matamah seichel? The Friedrich Rebbe says the matamah seichel is teva. Why is teva the matamah? Because you don't understand the table is here. You don't understand it's a fact of reality, but it's here. But why do we call it the matamah tamadas? Because there's no need to understand it. My seichel, when there's a table here, my seichel identifies with it without asking to understand it. My seichel agrees with it automatically, naturally, because of the fact of reality. Okay. Now let's take this to what the Rebbe is saying. There's oil in the etzem means, when the oil in the etzem means, the etzem is reality. The Eibishter, but that thing in the Eibishter, he is. It is because it's a reality. There's automatically oil there, because he's the etzem, it's a fact, it's a fact that therefore you automatically understand it. This oil is automatically. Now, take it back to our thing here. Why I'm bringing it here. When we're talking about, though this is the point what we're trying to get to over here. We're talking about Allah Sateva. You weren't here before. We just went over this from last week. Allah Sateva means that we're talking about Yom HaMashiach. when Teva is going to be an equal partner, Shutzvitz, right? An equal partner to Lamayla Met Teva. That whatever Lamayla Met Teva can accomplish, Teva can also accomplish. There will be two partners, two equal partners, Lamayla Met Teva and Teva. So now my problem is, okay, so Rebbe told us Teva is going to be equal partners. Fascinating. So we're going to be equal partners. But today, and I look at myself today, I'm limited, restricted. I can't do what Lamayla Met Teva can do. So how do I identify myself with that, what the Rebbe is telling about me, about us, in Yemos Mashiach? The Rebbe tells us, Halos HaTeva. Our Teva from its current state today, to our state, is going to progressively, Alpi Teva, without Mamish progressively just being normal people as we are, and doing the way the things that what Hashem wants, using our Seichel, we're going to come to learn how to do everything which we can be accomplished by Nes. Okay? This is Halos HaTeva. Now let's go back to the original thing, what we're speaking in the very beginning. We spoke about in the very beginning, and this is going to extend to what Allah's Atava is. We spoke about in the very beginning that what? The Rebbe says in Sikh of Acharei, 2 points we said. Number one, the Rebbe says, whenever the Rebbe wants to tell us, here the Rebbe is telling us about, in this Sikh of Acharei, the Rebbe tells us that Goyim today are cooperating with Yidden. Yeah? Cooperating with Yidden. And therefore, we're ready for the good. That's what the Rebbe said in the Sikh of Acharei. So the question I asked was two things. Number one, why? When the Rebbe is telling us Goyim are cooperating today, why did the Rebbe say it always was that way? Just it was certain letdowns. This is how the Rebbe says it, that there always was, but that there was different interferences. Why did the Rebbe tell us, why the Rebbe wants to bring us out, bring to us how the world is ready for Mashiach? Tell us how it is today. Why did the Rebbe have to tell us it always that was that way, when we normally, as we always understood and we always learned, once upon a time it wasn't that way. The Rebbe is way in the, this is the Rebbe's Mahalach in all the Sikhs. It's all the Sikhs everywhere. The Mahalach is, there's nothing new today. It was always that way. That it always was, but it was not so evident. It was because of different interferences, so we didn't see it. And now you can see it. Now it's more Bogolah. This is the Rebbe's words. The other thing was, the way the Rebbe describes the Mesa Mashiach, as Goyim, the Rebbe says we're living all over, in one Sikh, the Rebbe says we're living all over the world, and we're doing Talmud in all over the world. But in Mesa Mashiach is so much far, so much higher than this. Our state today, where we're living all over the world, is so far from Mesa Mashiach. So how did the Rebbe say, oh, look at it, and you see that you're ready for Mesa Mashiach? So these are the two questions we ask. Now we've learned this thing about Halos HaTeva, so this is what the Rebbe is telling you. Take the whole your existence as you know it yourself. And once upon a time you couldn't be asked to do it. When you were sitting at Golos, you were fighting challenges, to go and explain to yourself how the Golos is helping you wasn't a very healthy thing to do, because you had to recognize the reality that there was danger in Golos. Now the Rebbe is saying, now you don't have the danger of Golos. All we have to do is to realize that the world itself is not there in our way. We just have to bring out in ourselves how to get the world to go along with us. So the Rebbe tells us, change your understanding about the Golos from the very beginning, that it was always cooperating. Why would the Rebbe have to tell us we have to change our understanding from the very beginning? Because from this state of Golos where we are today to the state of Gula is going to come, as it's going to come right from one place only. It's coming from the Golos. The Gula is coming only from the Golos. That means to say, we are going to make all of these changes. It's coming right down from us. So for us to be able to find in ourselves how to make the Golos, we're going to have to realize, change our perception about ourselves, and come to realize how ourselves, our life, Yiddish life, whatever you want, Goyish life, the whole life, the whole history, never really went al pi teva. There was always the lemaila me teva. Once you realize how my current existence, which I assume myself, I'm in such a state. Your Moshe Mashiach is so much different to me. How can I reach your Moshe Mashiach? Tell you that I've changed your perception about your past. Once you change your perception about your past, and you'll see the bleak void, how the teva, the whole history of ours, al pi teva, really was always functioning was doing the same thing as the mind of a Teva could do. The Teva was always doing that. Once you realize that, okay, once you realize this is my Metzias, okay, now I can now begin to engage the idea of bringing him Yomayis HaMashiach. So that is Allah's Ateba. Me, Allah's Ateba me is changing my perception about who I am. That is, so this is, so, and that, so, the current state of the world, how the Rebbe explains it, how we're living everywhere, what is that got to do with Yomayis HaMashiach? It's got everything to do, because the only thing missing is me, that I'm looking at this current state as in my old goals perception. It's a natural progression that we've sort of, people are more civilized today, and therefore we can live in all places of the world. That is the way how I am looking at it. And therefore, I don't see this, the connection of this stage to Yomayis HaMashiach. But when I would come to realize that this teva, which I sort of recognize, and I breathe day and night, and I think this is who I am, it is all going l'mayim teva, in the different ways that Rebbe explains it, which we discussed several times, different things of the Nissan, let's say, the example of the Chodesh Nissan, which led up to Chof Tes Nissan, was all where nature went and did things which would usually be only accomplished by Ness. When we see that, then therefore we'll be able to find out with ourselves how to bring a Yomayis HaMashiach by recognizing who we are. So that's why it always has to come from exchanging our perception of the past. In other words, there's no way a Yid can go from Golos to Gula without changing his perception about Golos. Change them. This is the word. Bring the Aleph in Golos. Change your perception about Golos. Realize Golos wasn't the Golos only the way we always assumed it to be. And we were allowed to assume it. Nowadays, the Rebbe is telling us, things are different, that we can look at Golos differently. Look at Golos differently. See how the world was always being run by Hashem. And the Teva always was leading to the Gula. With all the setdowns, all the setbacks. Therefore, once we think that, we'll be able to find how to bring the Gula. And now, just one more word. Therefore, just bringing it back to Chof Tes Nissen, the Sikh of Chof Tes Nissen. When the Rebbe there is explaining how the Tev is going along with the command of the Eibishter, the Nekuda is that when you have it in this state, you do not need Nissen. When you need a Ness, when the world is going against the Eibishter, you need a Ness to overcome the world. In this stage, when the Rebbe says that the reality is proven to us, that the goyim can go along with the Torah, you don't need Nisim, be a mensch, do the void of what Hashem wants from you, and you'll be able to do more than an S can accomplish. And this is the whole world. The Teva is what we want to, what we said before, that it said in Chassidus, the high, going all the way up, Teva and Bligvul by the Hashem are two equal. For us, Bligvul is amazing, and Vul is very small, very insignificant compared to Bligvul. But the Eibishter is equal. So by we today come to realize that the Vul is a Shutiv, is equal to Bligvul, and therefore we do not need the Ness. We are Biteva on our own accord, can do everything which the Ness has to do, can accomplish. And that was basically the theme which the Rebbe is leading up to Chof Tes Nissen. This is more or less it. Now, just to take this further, if you want to go further, should we continue here? Let's add one more word on page number. We'll continue further for next week, but there's one more word here on page number 3-4. It has no line. Number hey. So now, the idea of Gula coming in a split second. When the Rebbe is saying Gula is coming in a split second, it means this is what we're going to be learning. We're going to be learning it more in detail next week or later. When a Yid realizes, reflects back as his past, and realizes how his whole past, the Teva as he know himself, is not doing just what Teva could do. It's doing what Hashem wants it to do. Teva is doing what Hashem wants it to do. When we have this recognition, the fact that a Gula can come, that 770 can come to the Beis HaMikdash, is not a stira to Teva. It will go along with us. Why? Let's just be before we go into this thing of this the 7th century moving to Rosh Hashanah. Do you just understand? I just want to go back on this point that we had before, that in Avaskol and Avoida. Remember, when this thing about the oil being in the Etzem, the oil being in the Etzem of the Morris. I said last week that this is not Haskola, it's an Avoida. Why? It's a fact of reality. To say there's oil in the Etzem makes no sense according to any rules of logic. And the most healthiest thing is, when you learn this Musik of the Rebbe, is to sort of understand that it does not make sense. And that's what the Rebbe is trying to tell you. And you look in the other four, in the other here, in the footnote with Rebbe here, the Rebbe sort of tries to explain you that all along whatever Siddur said didn't really make sense, but somehow we found some way to make sense out of it. Siddur found some way. Now the Rebbe is taking it even further, is taking it and telling us, why did it never make sense? Because we're always talking about things which are above understanding. Now the Rebbe is taking it even further, saying there's oil in above the moir, which makes no sense at all. So that, the fact there's oil above the moir, is not something you can logically identify with. It's an aged and avoider. What's aged and avoider? If you do your Torah mitzvahs, you'll see how the teva, which has a limited ability, can move and escalate. So you will see that what? That the doing the Torah mitzvahs, doing the etzem, in this world, at this Dirbet Achtonim, is escalating. That when that happens, it's automatically going to make sense. Why? Because it's part of, it's a fact of reality. It's a fact let's the word that what we are assuming ourselves, one second. When we hear the story of Chris Yamsov, we find it's amazing, it's a beautifulness that has meaning for us. When we talk about, let's say, the miracles of the Gulf War, we're struggling much harder to understand what's a ness over them. When the Rebbe is praising these Nissen like all the way up and saying the scholars of the Abish himself, the Rebbe is saying that about this Gulf War, is something we find it harder. Why are we finding it harder? Because the Nekuda is what we said over here. Here the Gvul is affecting that world once upon a time. The Etzem is affecting the Teva. To do what once upon a time, Beitzias Mitzrayim, you needed a Ness. You need something to defy the Teva to accomplish by such a thing, by Beitzias Mitzrayim. You have to have 10 markers, etc., etc. Here the Etzem is affecting the Teva to accomplish that what in Beitzias Mitzrayim, you needed a Ness to accomplish. So now, when you have the Etzem affects the Teva, because the Teva is a fact of reality, the Etzem is a fact of reality, the Etzem is a Vajda, he's just there, but he's there, without a reason why, without a logic, he's there. This reality, Teva is a fact of reality. So the Teva is accomplishing that what the Ness could accomplish. We can look at it, it's nothing, it's normal. So the fact that we can look at this accomplishment as normal, that is going to do because that is the Etzem. If it would be a gilu of an obliqueful, a gilu of a nest, of course, we'd see the nest, Kriyas Yamsuf, when we say the scouts fell and no one was hurt, that is where we see the nest. When the things that Rebbe is focusing on, we don't see the nest. The Saddam cooperated, we don't see the nest. Because here the Rebbe is saying the Teva outdid that what a nest does. A nest would kill Saddam. This was the Teva went, Saddam went along, outdid a nest. We assume this to be normal. Why? Because the fact of reality we take in with its logic. So what is happening by the fact of reality? We're seeing oil. When you have a fact of reality, it makes sense. When the Saddam sort of cooperates with America, it makes sense for us. The Etzem, there's oil in the Etzem. Now the Rebbe is telling us, realize that this oil in the Etzem is the Eibishter. This oil in the Etzem, the Eibishter, as is above Ness. And how you come to realize this is by looking at this story of Kedushness and looking back at the whole history. So just going back to the words of Askol and Avoida, Avoida makes, when you come to a state, when you realize this is totally the mind of my safe, it's a fact of reality, this avodah automatically has all the astolos in it. It makes sense automatically. You don't have to work on making it, to make sense out of it. It makes sense automatically. So of course there's a scholar. But the nature of the fact is a metzias v'poel. It's a fact of reality. It's a gather of a Veda. And in order to understand what the Rebbe is saying is to realize this is not the scholar which we are usually entertaining and engaging our minds with. Here we're going into another gather completely. We're going into Etzem. And there, Etzem automatically has in it all our scholars. Let's leave it here and let's not go further. Did you sort of, was anything missing here or anything? Before we go
wait,
further.
Wait, one thing. Wait, so how does that relate back to the fact that the Ness and the Libu and the Gvul are equal by the Ebershter? If the Gvul should be, what, like the fact that the Gvul is coming into the Gvul, what does that have to do with the fact that they're equal by the Ebershter?
Wait, 1 second. The equal is very important to the equal, because we're saying that Gvul, as Gvul, can make your assumptions. That we can accept that very well. Gvul, that is me. A weak Gvul can make Kriyas Yamsuf. That is very hard to accept, and that it doesn't really make sense, because Gvul cannot do something which is against nature. And then now they're saying, yes, Gvul can do what's against nature, can do Kriyas Yamsuf, right? So now, this thing to say that Gvul can do the same thing what a Nes can do, that is because of the Etzem. By the Etzem, by the Eibishter, the Gvul and Bligvul are just the same. There's no difference. If Bligvul can make Kriyas Yamsuf, Gvul can also do it. The only difference is, Bligvul is going to do it in a way above Teva. Gvul will do it in a way of Teva, naturally, with natural process. Everything is going to make Kriyas Yamsuf. In the same speed, they'll even do it. You can do it in the same speed. There's nothing that Bligvul, when it comes to the Etzem of the Eibishter,
how do you differentiate between Nesmulushin Teva and this
So now Nesmulushin Teva is not going to do with this, because we're now gone far beyond any of that. Nesmulushin Teva is going to do when we're still in Golos, and this Teva is a loser, and all the credit is given to the Bligvul. Teva is just a limited, right? Right? We're talking about that normal.
So
therefore, you have Nisim, which sort of come into Teva, which Sidus tells us behind the scenes. There's greater koyach in that thing. Here we're not talking about that at all. We're talking about plain, dry teva. As we know ourselves. Not Purim. Purim was, we sort of went above a bit. Things were above the norm. It wasn't a Nesgol, it was above the norm, right? Here we're talking about pure norm, and this is the word, pure, you know your life going on today? Okay, let us start doing what the Rebbe is doing in our life. Me, as we know ourselves, living in Empire Montgomery, in my dirty apartment, we're going to start work functioning so much better. That is pure Teva, and this is what we're talking about here. This is what we're talking about, Yomayim Sheikh, with the Teva, and it's perfectly normal, without anything going out of its limits. It's going to work perfectly well, and we'll do everything. And now that we're selling, we can reach that stage. Okay, so now
what does it take? Like, let's say, like, I just put in a Hishtadlus and Teva, and it was not successful. So, like, what is that? Like, shouldn't it have been, like, successful because...
No. So the answer is, usual, regular rules of Teva, check and balances, pure, follow the rules of Teva, and do the Torah and Mitzvahs, yeah? Check and balance them both, and you will reach your goal. That is an akuda. This point you're asking now is very, very important. It's a very good point. But this is the whole idea where the Rebbe tells us to always, that it was always that way. Why did the Rebbe always reflect that it was always that way? Remember, to us to reach to this current stage today, we have to go through so many years, so many challenges, right? So remember, it's not as if it's an easy thing to do exactly with the way, exactly right, the way the Ebershter wants. Kuda is, once upon a time, if they would do it right, they still wouldn't get too far. Right? Today, once we look back at our history, that we, looking back at ourselves, the same, with all this effort, we've done, the Rebbe is telling us, with all this effort we've done, we've come to realize that when we do it, put ourselves, and probably it will work. Take the history, you'll see why. look at this Torah Shvi where we're up to now. Say, look at this situation. We see, oh, it does work. With this attitude, knowing that today we don't have any restrictions, with this attitude, we'll be able to accomplish it. So we're always going back to our own selves when we see this challenges and this. And but once upon a time, the challenges were rolling one after each other. Now, we can be successful once we identify that it's us, the same people, who could have the tendency to make many mistakes. Now, start getting it straight. Start straightening it out. How do you straighten it out? Consult with your friends. Consult with your mashpia. This. And you can work it out. Once upon a time, you could work it out. You barely on something. You weren't successful depending. It was goals. Now you can work it out. Did that help a bit or not? Yeah. Not going back from our history. Not think that we're living in a different reality. That is, if once they think Gula is a different reality, we've lost track of Gula. That's not what it is. Gula is the same reality, just aware that we've now had the experience behind us telling us how to get to the right direction. And the obstructions are not there. Okay, so now.
So how do we make it like this miyad? How do we,
Now you're asking about miyad. So now, the Nikud of miyad is the Rebbe saying, potentially speaking, this is what we're going to more last week, potentially speaking, ideally speaking, every yid could identify, there's nothing there standing, there obstructing us to really identify with all the ability of the teva to no limit. We could, nothing there standing, obstructing us, limiting us for coming to this understanding. So at any moment, any of us could come to this full understanding. When we come to this full understanding, we'll see the effect. When all of you will come to this full understanding, we will of course see the effect. Now, me in my current situation, I haven't come to this full understanding. I've come partially. I'm still wondering. I'm still confused. Okay, so the Rebbe is telling you keep on going because there's nothing there, just straightening out yourself. So potentially speaking, this is the vote of the Rebbe. Potentially, there's no reason why all of us should come to this full understanding. Blankly speaking, every year should come to this understanding. There's no reason why they shouldn't come to it. The fact is we haven't come to understanding. So work towards that goal, and working towards that goal will bring us there. So that's more or less what I think. We'll leave that for next week. The idea of Miyad is that the fullest, biggest dream of Mashiach, now we can sort of fully identify with. It's just for us to identify with. So just start the process of identifying with it, and we'll get there.
Okay,
more or less. Okay, the same. Okay. Thank you very much.